I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to blow out your eardrums. So actually, hold back for a second. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. So excited to bring you the next LA Startup Spotlight. Yes, I have Phoebe in the office. She is so inspiring, and I am stoked to share her story with you. Phoebe, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us all about Sinktree.
Hi, guys. This is Phoebe Scott. I'm the director of marketing for Sinktree. We are a development studio in LA that does custom web and mobile development and DevOps as a service.
Sweet. And how long have you been working with Sinktree? It is a sweet tree. How long have you been working with Sinktree?
I've been working with the company tangentially for about 3 years. So the CTO was my advisor, my tech advisor for my first startup. And then the company built the app for my second startup. And then I brought them in-house to a company that I was working at to sort of revolutionize all of their technology, and eventually joined myself just a few months ago.
And I know this is an LA startup spotlight, and we're definitely going to be spotlighting Sinktree, but I think everybody would love to hear a little bit about what was your first company and your second company. When did you become a female in tech?
So I became a female in tech in 2011. I was an attorney at the time in Chicago, and I had an idea for a way to make better entertainment recommendations. So nights, weekends, anytime I could figure it out, I went to events and I learned everything I could online, and I made myself super uncomfortable till I was comfortable. And then
I love that.
Yeah, that's the only way to do
it.
And I put together a team, and then we started building what became a platform for making better recommendations for all kinds of entertainment. It was called Laudville, and I had almost a 3-year run. It was really exciting and a lot of fun, but I eventually decided to close that down and move on to my next gig, which was a beauty startup called Parlor, for on-demand services for freelance stylists and barbers and nail techs and everybody else to connect with clients. And we are still in the midst of launching a new version of that, so stay tuned.
Yay!
It'll be back.
Wait, have you featured Parlor on beta list yet?
Not yet. We've been sort of waiting for the perfect time, and it'll be sometime later this year, so probably in the fall.
Super cool. For you guys that don't know, I'm a huge fan of Betalist. Betalist is a great supporter of We Are LA Tech, but even with my past startups, when you feature a pre-live startup on Betalist, you get your early traction. People sign up and start to check you out, but you can't be live yet, so that's the trick. Betalist.com. I love it. So how did you start to mix with Sinktree, and like, what brought you to LA?
So I came to LA because the first startup, Laudville, was entertainment and technology. So rather than move to San Francisco, it seemed like LA was a better fit for both of those worlds. So I came here and I went to an event at Idea Lab when I'd been here for maybe 6 months, and I knew I needed to meet some people and really get involved in the tech scene here. And that is where I met Jean Chuang, who had been part of the LA tech scene since its inception, really. Like, he was at Yahoo before it was Yahoo, really.
Right.
At an early Idea Lab startup called GoTo.com, which then became Overture, which then got bought by Yahoo. So long story short, I met him, and then he is one of those people who's a connector and introduced me to all these other people. He became an advisor. And that was sort of how I dove in headfirst into the tech scene here.
He knew what he was up to. He's like, I spot talent. I need to form a relationship with this person. Idea Lab is a great resource in LA. Can you tell us a little bit more about Idea Lab?
Yeah, so Idea Lab was one of the first, I guess, incubators, although I don't know if back when it started, people used the term incubator or if anything. It was run by a guy named Bill Gross, who everybody who's listening to this probably knows something about or has met at some point. And they took young companies and people with cool ideas that were ready to grow and needed a little bit of mentoring and power behind them, and have launched some really amazing companies. So, and GoTo Overture was one of the first examples of that.
Very cool. And Sinktree, who was Sinktree built for? Who are its customers?
Sinktree was built, so it's kind of a cool story. So Sinktree was a bunch of guys who had worked at some of the bigger LA tech companies in sort of the first wave of the tech boom here. they'd worked in some of these big companies together. The founder, Masaji Stewart, came out of Yahoo and started the company and said, I want to put together a team. He called it a tiger team of like a really amazing, really strong engineers who could fix really big problems. And they would go into companies, big companies, whose own engineering staff were busy kind of charging forward and building whatever their next product was going to be. And SyncTree would come in if they had a big, really sticky, like heavy, deep problem and get in there, fix it, make it really strong, and train the team to deal with the new software and then move on to the next thing. And after that happened for a while, they realized there was this opportunity to take all those amazing skills they were sharpening and use them for young companies too, because the startup scene was booming here. There were certain languages that were really hot at the time, so Ruby on Rails, everybody wanted to do Ruby. And so they became a Ruby shop that was building stuff for startups to Fortune 500 companies. So they expanded quite a bit. Eventually those companies would say, okay, you built us this amazing tool, but what do we do when you leave? Who's going to manage this thing? And so the DevOps portion of the business was born. So for a lot of companies, you need somebody to watch your stuff 24/7, and you need somebody to make sure you're paying attention to the latest technology that's coming out and doing all the R&D that takes a lot of time, making sure you're using the coolest, best, latest, greatest stuff. And so SyncTree started doing that. So all those companies, from startups to Fortune 500s, we do everything that happens from the beginning of an idea to keeping it alive and making it grow.
And where's SyncTree based?
We are based in Altadena, very close to the Jet Propulsion Lab, which is a pretty cool fun fact and an interesting place. But we're actually all over the place. So our team is remote. One of the coolest things about the company is that we work remotely. So it's a pretty amazing gig for those of us on the team. We get to work from home and get together in a pretty amazing place when we have our in-person meetings. But we're all over the country too. So since we do 24/7, we cover different time zones, and it's a pretty unique structure. But it's an amazing one.
I'm sure most people listening want to cyberstalk SyncTree while they're listening. What's the best place to kind of dig in deeper?
So our website is SyncTree.com, but you can also find us on LinkedIn and Facebook, and we're starting to get more into the rest of the social media channels. So wherever you are, you know, give it a little search and see if we're there yet too. And if we're not, ping me and tell me to get on there.
And I know LA, and I'm sure so many women listening right now are just inspired by your story. How can they find out more about you?
Oh, you can reach me. Same thing. My LinkedIn, my Facebook. I'm starting to get better at Instagram and Snapchat. I realize that's not actually new, but I'm bad at social media. So, any of those places. I also have my own website, phoebevscott.com, or you can just reach out to me wherever you find me. Google me wherever you find me.
If you had one ask of the community, something like that they can magically just make happen for you that would accelerate the growth of SyncTree or in your personal development with SyncTree, what would that ask be?
I guess there's sort of, well, I'm working on this now, but if you have ideas of how to help me do it, I think the world is sort of just starting to understand what DevOps is and why it's necessary and why it's important. And I'm sort of working on this concept that it's today's version of the lean startup, because it's making sure you're doing everything so that you can test and change quickly and take everything live and do it really seamlessly and inexpensively. So I think helping spread that word that it's not just for really big established companies. It's something that if you do it from the beginning, if you make sure that everything is, you're kind of following best practices and you're set up to scale from day one, that's the best way to build technology. My first startup, we built this beautiful web platform that was like, the designs were gorgeous and everything about it was really special. And it tested really well. So we're like, okay, great, let's launch this thing, do a big PR blast, let's get as many people on here as possible. And then we got the bad news that while it had been built quite beautifully, it was not built to scale. So if everything went according to plan, we were going to crash. And that was pretty upsetting news, having just spent a lot of money on development. So I wish I had understood ahead of time why it's important to make sure what you're building can scale from day one. It sounds so boring, but it's like, it's actually really exciting and really interesting stuff when you get into it.
No, totally. The founder's journey is so difficult, and there's so many intricacies that it would be great if we never had to fail at anything. What is one tech company, startup, or entrepreneur here in LA who's really impressed you in the last few weeks?
So when I first came to LA and I was going to all those events, and right before I went to that Idea Lab event, actually, I went to Warner Brothers used to have Media Camp. It was their own accelerator. And I went to an event they were hosting in Hollywood, And it was to sort of see if I wanted to apply and what was going on. And one of the companies that was there was called Loot Crate. And
oh, I love Loot Crate. They OG LA Tech. That's amazing. Yay.
They were tiny, and they were like, they were trying to figure out at the time, like, if they should apply for this media camp thing too. And I talked to one of their, I don't know if it was one of the founders or somebody from the team at the bar. Right. We were waiting for drinks. And I thought, and the subscription model stuff was starting to get big, like Birchbox was just starting to be a thing. And he told me about his, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. It sounds really interesting. I wonder how that will grow or what's going to happen with it. And then the other day I read this article that they've just raised some huge round and they're doing spectacularly, and they're kind of one of the most powerful companies in LA Tech right now. So I had a flashback to that event.
Yeah, and really, really run by kind-hearted, great people.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that you brought up Loot Crate. Yay. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your startup story with We Are LA Tech podcast on this awesome LA Startup Spotlight. I love, love, love that you're part of the Women in Tech community here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun. And shout out to everyone at LA Tech. This is an amazing community. I'm so thrilled to be a part of it.
Yay! If you can believe in everything that We Are LA Tech is doing, go to wearelatech.com/believe. wearelatech.com/believe. And if you're looking to connect deeper into the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. We have an amazing, amazing private chat group of everybody from entrepreneurs, investors, engineers, product managers, all chatting away. wearelatech.com/VIP. Talk to you guys in the next episode. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.